Yeah, local residents have raised this a number of occasions with me here now. The road hasn't been extensively repaired since 1999. It's in a seriously bad state of disrepair. I brought this to a meeting last year as well, and there was a job done on it. There was potholes fixed, whatever, but they've obviously been washed away. You know, the road is in serious state of disrepair. And the frustration from the residents there that, you know, it's not in the three-year plan. It's going to get worse. There's sites for sale there. There's new houses being built. And, you know, the road is not fit for purpose as it stands. You know, and it's one of the frustrations that's been brought up by them as well, that, you know, it's looked on as a public road, but, you know, it's not falling under the LIS scheme. There doesn't seem to be the will to get it done as a public road, so they're falling under the cracks of somewhere in between. And at the moment, it's huge frustration from the residents that are living there.
So you mentioned there the LIS scheme. They're not able to apply for that. We know that the deadline is this Friday. Maybe if they get in an application for consideration before that, but you're saying it won't do any good anyway?
No, it's deemed as a public road, although even, and that's what one of the huge frustrations from the residents there is, after the last resident's house, it's just basically a bog road up as far as the Cornamock Hill, and it's one of the huge frustrations that, you know, it's deemed a public road, but really and truly, once you go past the last residents, there is, you know, the road doesn't adjoin to anything, and, you know, they've obviously fallen outside the LIS, and you see roads getting done left, right and centre, which probably aren't as bad a repair as this Maharlass Road. So they're just looking for the council to look favourably on this request to get the road fixed and, you know, in working shape for the residents there.